Thank you, everybody, for coming here on such an important issue. I'm adopting part of a comment made in Lincoln, New Hampshire, and expanding on it because I believe it is a vital point. While the Northern Pass Project found the time to send a number of brochures to residents, such as this one, they did not take the time to notify landowners whose land they proposed taking by eminent domain in their submission in October of 2010. One lovely brochure, this one, lists the estimated annual local property tax benefits. They make it look like our towns will fiscally benefit from this project. But note the fine point, which states, quote, any potential reductions or increases in other property values as a result of the addition of NPT are not covered in this report, end quote. And I read that directly from this brochure. The proverbial fine point, fine print. That is a rather significant thing to leave out in the estimated annual local property tax payment column and does not bode well for good future relations with the people responsible for this project. Our local property tax payments will decline overall if these 135-foot towers slash through our town. Shame on them for stating otherwise. How can they not take into account the dramatic decline in property values for all the neighbors of these property lines? Do they honestly think the neighbor's property will maintain their value? People who want to move from living next to tall, buzzing electrical lines will not be able to sell their houses. For most of us, our primary investment, our tax base, will plummet. And how are they valuing the property they are now destroying? Cash value? Does that take into account the multiple generations of families who farmed the land and lived on the land? Does it take into account the 35 years that my father and mother managed the land that the power companies are now proposing ruining? My parents chose to purchase and conserve land. They managed land for woodlands, wildlife, recreational uses, and educational uses. Their property is truly incredible and now open to the public through the Upper Valley Stewardship Center. Leaving this conserved land was my father's legacy to his grandchildren, to students, and to this community. How dare they take away as if those 35 years of effort and this legacy can be summed up in the cash value of this land. The land is priceless. The economic impact goes beyond the land itself to numerous jobs. As to health effects, people in this room may want to know my father died of mesothelioma, asbestos, after years of being a marathon runner and an organic farmer. The large companies chose to ignore the warning signs of asbestos, and the end result was many people, such as my father, developed mesothelioma. Please, we cannot make the same mistake with EMFs and the electromagnetic fields. One last final irony. I feel also obligated to tell people that the power lines will be literally adjacent to my father's grave. He is buried on the border of his fields, the fields he loved and the fields that we chose to bury him next to. They know that is the exact field they want to take to erect these power lines. That is the exact field. So instead of overlooking his property, he'll be overlooking these power lines, which he would have fought. How dare they do this? How dare they take this away from our family and this community? This land is not for sale. Thank you.